It's Thursday, February 15th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Canadian Christian family living in Norway is crying out for help after Norway's child welfare services, Barne Vernet, forcibly removed their son from their home over their decision to homeschool him after he suffered bullying at a public school. Therese Christensen posted a video to Facebook last week calling out for help in terror as police chased, then tackled her 12-year-old son Kai, who can also be heard screaming, "No! No!" repeatedly.
Can somebody please help us? Help! There's police! Barnabarn is stealing our child! In Norway! Because we want a homeschool! He has had death threats at this Asgard school in Oz! And they're punishing the family and the child for standing up to this oppressive state.
Kai has been taken into state custody and a court hearing is set for today. Homeschool Legal Defense Association spokesman Michael Donnelly said, quote, "Homeschooling is no justification to take a child by force. This action was a gross violation of Kai's human rights and his parents' rights. We are calling on Norwegian officials to immediately return Kai to his parents. We will do whatever we can to see justice done for Kai." End quote. Please pray for this Christian family and sign the petition organized for them by HSLDA and linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Jesus said in Matthew 18:10, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Christian pastors are spreading awareness about Tony Kim, an American prisoner held in North Korea, whose son released a video asking for help through the campaign group Free USA 3. In the video, Seol Kim said, quote, "As I watch the news about the Olympics, I know that my dad is being held just miles away from there." End quote. Free USA 3 points out that two other Americans are also being held captive in North Korea. In addition, over 50,000 Christians are tortured and starved in North Korean labor camps. Fabricio Alvarado, an evangelical pro-life Christian, is the front-runner in Costa Rica's presidential election, taking 25% of the vote on Sunday. A runoff is scheduled for April 1st between Alvarado and the liberal candidate, who took 22% of the initial vote. Alvarado openly opposes faux homosexual marriage, criticizing a ruling by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights that called on Costa Rica to legalize marriage for those living in unnatural relations. Andrew McLeod, former chief of operations at the United Nations Emergency Coordination Center, submitted a dossier last year to Priti Patel, the former secretary for international development, estimating that United Nations staff have carried out 60,000 rapes internationally over the last decade. McLeod also warned of thousands of quote-unquote predatory sex abusers targeting aid charity positions to get close to vulnerable women and children, estimating that 3,300 pedophiles work for the organization. McLeod also said that the cover-ups have lasted for decades, stating, quote, "We are looking at a problem on the scale of the Catholic Church, if not bigger," end quote. Psalm 9:17-18 says, "The wicked shall return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever." President Trump's U.S. Department of Education announced Monday that it will not investigate complaints from transgender students who have been barred from using bathrooms that do not match their biological gender. This reverses the 2016 guidance from the Obama administration, directing public school students pretending to be the opposite sex to use the corresponding bathroom. The department spokeswoman, Liz Hill, said the Title IX anti-discrimination law, quote, "prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex, not gender identity," end quote. Tragically, a shooting at South Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School yesterday claimed the lives of 17 people, with at least 14 people injured. Authorities have detained 19-year-old suspect Nicholas Cruz, who had been expelled from the school for disciplinary reasons. North Carolina Cumberland Public Schools voted last week to nix a sex education program by the abortion giant Planned Parenthood for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students, reports Life News. This decision was made after months of protesting from parents. One parent told news sources, quote, "It's morally, ethically, and spiritually wrong on all accounts," end quote. Exhorting parents, Deuteronomy 6:7 calls for education in God's ways. "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, February 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.